Chapter 4. A Perforated Swimming Pool. The source now is no longer the rifle, but a large mass of water, pressing behind the first wall. In that wall, there is a hole, from which the water manages to pass and flows over the wall. It does this by producing a wave composed of crests and troughs, maximum and minimum. To cause a wave, just shake the water before the wall. The more it is shaken, the more the wave increases. To be more exact, a train of waves originates, one behind the other, separated from each other by what is called a wavelength, distance between two crests or between two troughs. At a certain distance, we place the wall again with two narrow slits. As in the case of bullets, the wave that has formed after the first opening hits the second wall and manages to cross it only where there are two slits. What happens at this point? The wave, passing through the slits, splits into two new waves that maintain the same length as the original one. In other words, it is like saying that if the opening is small enough, it gives rise to a new wave that propagates from it.